four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to everything. I'm Kevin Station.
That chick ain't that chick.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, 2024. Bangers for you and all. Welcome to the bonus episode. Please support the Ball Brothers podcast. Show, not podcast. Show tickets, kevonstage.com, live in LA this coming Monday. Live stream if you're not in LA. Angel has something to debut for you. Put your listening ears on. 1, 2, 3, Quiet Coyotes. New music alert. I have not even heard this my own self, so this is very exciting.
Don't worry, he'll miss most of it. He ain't gonna pay attention.
I just wanna.
Y'all clap it up for Angel, man.
Thank you.
Angel the Raptress. Put another plaque on there. You're going to have to take some of that art down.
Oh, motherfucker, man, right.
Put another plaque on there when you go platinum. What's the name of the title of the song?
Shake I Just Want to Shake My.
By That Chick Angel.
By That Chick Angel.
The Raptress.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man. Download that everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Napster, MySpace.
Dat Piff.
Yeah. Shout out Dat Piff. All right, let's begin the podcast by talking about Bun B.
If Bun you're B.
Unfamiliar.
They got robbed.
I did not know this.
I didn't either.
Until this, this is the docket. Bun B had a home invasion situation. He took the stand. He was very emotional talking about his wife and how, you know, the incident changed her, changed them dramatically. He was crying. Apparently, if I'm not mistaken, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, he shot the dude and fought him. The dude just got 40 years for this crime. Okay, and with my own eyes, I saw tweets with my own eyes. This is not hearsay. This is not, you know what I'm saying, screen grabs. With my own ojos, for Spanish guy,
ojos.
I saw tweets saying that because Bun B is a street dude, he should not have snitched. He should not have taken the stand. I saw one specific that was like, I don't care if they like shot his mom. You handle that in the street. You don't take the stand. Listen, believe it or not, I'm not a street guy. I often get confused for a hustler, a gangbanger.
You're not. Wait a minute. I quit. I thought I was doing a podcast with a street guy.
No, I actually grew up in the church, believe it or not, and military bases. Truly humbled under God.
I thought your connection to Christ, because you almost met him multiple times in the street. Nah, with bullets.
That's nah. People think that often.
Your belly button is a belly button, not a gun wound, shot, bullet wound. No. Well, damn it. I forgot about it. Look at how light your.
That Bahamas thing, I have not recovered.
Oh, why, wow. When did you become light skinned?
Angel. I don't know. This is a burnt tater tot. This is a tater tot fresh out the
it's still mushy.
Freezer bag. Look at the difference in the thing.
Kevin, you're light.
I have a gradient of lightness.
I mean, that's two tone Kev. But you are light skin, and the top is the part that's confusing.
This is super light.
Yes, you light skin.
But I was showing you my tattoo.
From the streets.
I realized when I was trying to show Tony.
What you realized?
There's no manly way to show my wrist tattoo.
You realized was it the bald and the beautiful,
I've been trying to tell people and going like this.
Show us, Kev.
You gotta be like this. You gotta hold your fist over.
Oh, I like that.
Like Black Pride.
Because I want to go wrist forward.
And you can't go wrist forward.
Yeah, because I look like I want you to smell my perfume.
Yes.
Cologne. I could have said cologne.
But you didn't, nigga. You didn't, street guy.
Street guy! Spanish guy and street guy. Let me tell you what. Carmen Macchiato Kev.
Carmen Macchiato.
That tattoo's not manly. Should have got her face. It would be hilarious to have a whole Melissa's face on my wrist.
You should. I don't. If you,
I don't
her,
want the big. I didn't want the big.
Get her right here on the TikTok.
That's how Greg had it, but she going to be jiggly.
That's okay.
I don't want her.
She be going around, but we'll make it her butt so it look like she twerking all the time.
That would be fun to look at.
You like, look at your babe.
But I got, you know, I'm Titty Meat McGee under here.
It's okay.
Gano McCasty, a big Gano McCasty.
It's all right. People have Gano.
People got Gano, man. But anyway, let me tell you one thing about me, even though I'm not a street guy. I would not mind shooting someone who was in my home, beating them up if they were trying to attack my wife, and also testifying on that trial. Him, Your Honor.
Would you cry?
I don't think it's possible that I don't cry.
Okay.
I don't think there's a way. Isaiah graduates tomorrow.
I know. I want to be there, but I understand if there's not enough tickets or you just don't want me there in general.
Let me tell you what the big problem is. I'm going to tell you what the... Angel.
No, for real. Y'all might be like, we want this to be an intimate family affair. So that's what I meant by
Let me tell you what the big problem is. Let me tell you what the big problem is.
What?
Getting concrete information about concrete event details from my teenagers. I can't speak for all teenagers, but from my teenagers is nearly impossible.
I mean, he told me today that he was graduating today. It was very simple.
What? How many tickets? Where do you get the tickets? How people can get them? What time's the rehearsal? He got he want to get his hair retwisted. He want to get a lineup. What time is your graduation? I'm gonna find out. He's the most I'm gonna find out. I'm also going to sleep.
Are we going to Red Lobsters afterwards? What? How we? I know y'all doing a whole trip, but what are we doing?
Honestly, do not have any plans.
I am very upset with the Fredrickses right now.
You want a Kingfish House?
Listen, this is
I love a good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we took the twins for that when they graduated the third grade.
Kings?
Yes. They went to Kings with their friends.
Kings. I love Kings. Kings is I didn't even know those one where it's at. No, man. And I'm up there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Where was you going?
Well, I just got put on to Kings like a couple of years ago because we don't really have them like that over here.
Me and Marcus, that is our date spot.
Me and Melissa lived over there in Calabasas. When I tell you them Kings Fish House people knew us personally.
We tearing up them damn oysters. The give me the Missy Point. Give me six of them. I am upset. Let me go back to what I was saying. We are supposed to celebrate your children. That's how they feel like they have a community outside of their family being here. And you Negrets and Negroes got me out here searching for a goddamn rose-colored dress that'll fit my big back-ass body. I'm wanting to write a check to give your son as his graduation gift so he can feel the real good black older woman. Nigga, he's getting a check.
It's going to be the first time he's ever held a check in his hand.
Congratulations. You're a grown man. I got the checks right here.
Don't have checks on you.
He's getting a goddamn gone check. I almost gave it to him today, but he was rushing to school. Why do you keep
them with you?
Because they work, Kevin. They work. They ain't broken. So don't.
People probably get your checks and be like, oh my God. Okay, boomer.
And then they deposit it and they be like, the money was there. Thanks. Yeah, money be there. And that's what I'm going to give him because he needs to have control over his own bank account and put it in his checking account. And it's going to be a good check.
You're the youngest, oldest 43-year-old I've ever met in my life.
Listen, and I'm going to put it in a card and it's going to say, love the Tanksleys. Congratulations, young black man. You are a king going to higher education.
Yes, deposit this on the 15th. Because
see, and I ain't got to give him that. I just got, he can deposit it whenever he want to because the money's in there.
The money's in there. Like it.
I'm going to yell at Melissa as soon as she get in. If she got on a hat, the hat is flying off. Melissa! Damn it. There's a child graduating. I need to know the D. You won't let me have a damn bachelorette party for you. Let me give your son a check at his graduation.
He don't need to know how his checks work. C. Avon. Is it?
And then one day he'll have to write a check because there'll be some sort of vendor. Let me tell you why. There will be some vendor that he has to use for wherever he lives. And that person will be like, I take checks. And then what he going to look like? He don't even know how to fill one out. He going to put his name where it say date. You got that boy out here looking stupid.
He does not need to know how to write a check. He don't need to know how to write in cursive. Moving on. What else do we want to talk about? Okay. Now, I don't like the way this was worded. And I'm going to just read it how it was in the Patreon. And I don't like it. It says Gen X / older millennial nostalgic joy overflowing because of the Sister Act 2 reunion on The View.
Do not put
us in there, even though you are right. Do not put us as Gen X and older millennials. Nostalgic joy.
Why? What do you mean you don't like them calling us what we are?
I just be like,
what's up, guys?
You were watching the bonus.
You were.
But listen, y'all, Angel's a creator. YouTube ain't YouTubing no way.
It sure ain't.
Listen, I checked my stuff. I said, my God, today. And
they were like, you got 2 pennies for this video. Bruh. I was like, well, thank you.
Podcast ain't podcasting. So we the rest is on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Please join us if you can. If you can't, watch what you can for free.
Yeah.
There's more there, but if you ain't got it or you don't want it, it's our responsibility to tell you. But here's the thing.
Just join it for us. The content is great.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying $5 to get extra content. You get an extra episode of Here's the Thing. Yeah. You got other things. You got Here's the Thing Reacts.
Good times.
You got Ask Kev Revamped.
We got all kind of stuff.
So bring your butt over.
Bring your rump. All right. Peace.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.